And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Awesome. Uh-oh. That can't be good. Hello?
Hello, welcome to the new Imagination Station experience.
Look, I know I'm not supposed to be in here, but I didn't want to wait until tomorrow.
What's your name?
My name? It's Kelly. But look, if you're going to tell Mr. Whittaker...
Is this your first time in the new Imagination Station experience, Kelly?
Yes, but isn't it anybody's first time? I mean, Mr. Whittaker just invented it, right? Well, that's why I figured the lines would be so long tomorrow, so I came to check it out a day early.
Is there a particular adventure you'd like to take?
You mean I can still go? Cool! I don't care. Well, I mean, I care, but I don't know which one. Can you pick one?
Thank you. Adventure selected. Your clothes and appearance will match the chosen time period. Please continue through the door beneath the flashing red light.
What? My clothes?
Please continue through the door beneath the flashing red light.
Which door? Oh, that one. Mr. Whittaker put so many doors in here, it's hard to know which...
I hope you have a great adventure, Kelly.
Okay, thanks. Through the door with the red light. Whoa, can I... Hey!
Watch it!
Ouch, that was my foot! Ouch!
Oh,
excuse me,
please. Out of my way!
What is with all the bathrobes?
Step aside.
Ow! That hurt! Where's everyone going? What's the rush? Watch where you're going!
I'm so sorry. Let me help you up.
No, it's okay. I can do it myself. What's the matter with you people? Are you all blind?
Actually, I am.
You're... Oh, I'm so sorry. It was just an expression. I didn't mean...
Oh, don't worry. It happens all the time.
What's going on here? Why is everyone in such a hurry?
They're going to greet the Master.
The Master?
Jesus of Nazareth. The great prophet of Galilee. The one who works miracles.
Oh, I get it. I'm in a Bible adventure. Okay. This is the time of Jesus.
It sure is. And he's coming into Jerusalem now. I thought if I could reach him, then maybe he would heal me.
Heal you? Do you really think he can?
Yes. He's already healed so many others. And they say he raised a man from the dead.
Really?
You don't believe in him?
Oh, well, I... The family I'm living with does. But I... You know, to be honest, maybe if I saw a miracle for myself, maybe...
Oh, he's coming. I have to go.
It's really crowded.
Could you... That is to say, would you guide me? Just to the road. You don't have to do anything else.
I'll try. Take my hand. This way. Excuse me.
Do you hear what they're saying?
I hear it, but I don't get it.
They're calling out Hosanna. This is so exciting. Can you get me any closer?
Out of the way.
I think so. If we can squeeze through here.
Move.
Hey!
Move out of the way, children. Make way for the temple priest.
We were here first.
I said, move aside. The temple priests are coming through.
Do as he says.
But...
You don't want to make trouble with them. There are priests, the holiest among us.
Fine. But they need to learn some manners.
Just watch.
Where is he?
There, just around the bend, Rabbi.
Good. We'll intercept him. What is this they're saying? They greet him as the Messiah? Have they gone mad?
Where is Jesus now?
I guess that's him riding on a small horse or a donkey or whatever it is.
Can we get closer?
Not with the priest in front of us.
Jesus! Jesus! Rabbi, I implore you, stop them from speaking this way. I assure you, if these people were silent, the very stones themselves would cry out. But, Master, please, listen to reason.
Leave him alone!
Go back to the temple. You don't belong here.
That's right. You have no business with this great prophet.
Oh, it's useless. Esdras, take us back to the temple.
Yes, Rabbi. Make way! Make way, temple priests! Get out of the way!
You children should not be here. Go home, boy.
Yes, sir.
I'm sure glad they're gone.
You mustn't be disrespectful. They're worried for us, that's all. Besides, one of those priests is named Zuriel.
So?
He's my father.
Oh, are you going to get in trouble?
No more than usual. Has Jesus also gone?
Yes.
I'll find him another time.
I'm sorry.
I've waited this long. I can wait a little while longer. Sooner or later, Jesus will go to the temple to teach. What is your name?
I'm Kelly.
Kelly. An unusual name. I am Josiah.
Okay, Josiah. So what are you going to do now?
Make my way home. What about you?
I don't know where I am or what I'm supposed to do. It's this new imagination station, and I don't know where to go.
You don't have a home?
Well, I live with some people, but they're not my parents, and they're nowhere near here.
Am I to understand that you're an orphan?
Well, kind of. More like a foster child.
But I surmise that you have nowhere to go, so you should come home with me. You could be my guide.
Well,
my father has money. We'll be paid handsomely if you guide me.
With real money?
Yes.
In that case, sure.
This is my home.
It's nice.
Jerusalem is a crowded city. We were fortunate to acquire something so spacious. I'm sure it's because my father is a priest in the temple.
Mm. Where's your mother?
She died when I was a baby.
Josiah!
Josiah!
Hello, Father.
Hello, Father. Is that what you have to say? You were there for the grand entrance of that Nazarene. Oh, who is this?
Father, this is Kelly. She's a foreigner visiting our city.
Peace be with you, Kelly. Welcome to our home. Is she one of his followers, Josiah? Is that how you met?
I met her by the road.
The road into the city where he came in.
He can heal me, Father. Would you deprive me of the chance to see?
You will not see by his hand. You can be sure of that. I've seen his kind before, parading around, making claims and promises. They come and they go, and you know what happens to them? The Romans kill them and punish us for having tolerated their behavior. And you, my own son, were there to celebrate his arrival. I am a temple priest, a member of the Sanhedrin. How do you think that looks?
I wouldn't know, since I can't see.
Mind your tongue, young man.
Excuse me, but...
I'm sorry, Father, but I remain steadfast. I believe that Jesus can heal me.
Because of rumors! Gossip!
No, I feel it in my heart.
Your heart is young and easily led, whereas my heart will break if you don't stop this nonsense. Grow up, boy, and get rid of these childish ideas!
Is it childish to have hope?
Josiah, I'm sorry. I know you have great hope. I wish I could share it.
If you could talk to him.
If only I could. I would like nothing more than to learn what he means by his words, if the rumors of these miracles are true.
I think I ought to go. You know, leave you two to your family time.
No. Wait. I promised her money, Father, for guiding me home.
I've not heard of his followers taking money.
I'm not a follower.
Aren't you? Well, then, this should be sufficient. Where are you from, child?
Odyssey.
You are Greek?
American.
What?
Never mind. I'll see you around, Josiah.
Farewell, Kaylin.
Uh-oh, where am I now? It looks like a cupboard? With a curtain?
This is an outrage!
Who's that?
I've never seen anything like it! How much more are we expected to bear?
Calm down, my dear Caiaphas. You must keep a level head.
A level head? With respect on us, can you advise me about how to do that? When you were high priest, did you have to deal with such a thing? They are saying he has brought a man back to life. Well, what was his name, Zuriel?
His name Zuriel. Was Lazarus.
Josiah's father?
A conjurer's trick.
On the contrary, Annas. I have heard it from very good sources that Lazarus truly was dead.
Are you saying that you believe in this man, Zuriel?
I'm saying only what I've learned.
We can dismiss the actions of Jesus as tricks, but the people are seeing firsthand what we do not see. He's worse than the baptizer. and far more dangerous.
This doesn't sound good.
People interpret all sorts of
things. Who are these guys?
Proverbs and parables.
I heard it in Sunday school, but I can't remember the story.
Like the Messiah.
Exactly. It is blasphemy. And he speaks poison against us. Us! The guardians, the anointed priests for this holy temple.
Well, you can be certain the Romans are watching him. If we don't do something about him, they will. And they will be merciless to all of us.
What are we to do? Isn't it obvious? Better that one man should die than the entire nation.
No, Caiaphas, honest, please. You can't kill him.
Kill him?
Is there something you want to suggest, Zer?
Let's talk to him, hear him out, discern his meaning.
If you can arrange it, then we'll be glad to try. But I wouldn't hold out any hope. He defies us at every opportunity.
In the meantime, we must prepare our case.
Roman law is very particular regarding a situation like this. Zuriel, where are the documents?
Here in the closet.
Oh, no.
What? Come here. You. Who are you? What are you doing in here?
What's this?
It's a child in the... Wait, I know you. I met you yesterday.
Yesterday?
You came to my house. With my son. You're a follower of Jesus.
What?
I told you I'm not.
Then why did you sneak in here?
I didn't sneak in. I promise. I came out of your house and then here I was. It's the imagination station. It uses doors.
What?
So Jesus now dares to send spies to us. What next, eh?
Good teachers.
What is it, Esdras?
The Nazarene. He's attacking the temple merchants.
Attacking?
He wouldn't dare.
I'm afraid he would.
Come quickly. Zeriel, bring the spy. And don't let her escape.
Have you not read the scriptures? My house will be called a house of prayer for all the peoples. But you... You have turned it into a den of thieves!
Esdras, why do you and your men stand by? Do something!
What do you want us to do? Look at the people. We're outnumbered. If we attempt anything, there will be bloodshed.
Then what are we to do?
Let him have his moment, Caiaphas. We will plan so that he has very few more. Zuriel.
Master?
Let the spy go.
Oh, thank you.
What? But I thought that...
She will be our messenger.
Now, wait a minute.
Listen to me, child. Tell your master that we have lost our patience. Now is his last chance to explain himself to the high priest.
But I'm not a messenger.
Tell him.
Yes, sir.
Zuriel, you see that it's done. Take her to him.
Yes, sir, but why do you task me
with... Was it not a few moments ago that you championed talking with him? So go! Persuade him to talk to us.
Yes, Rabbi.
Would you like me to accompany you, Zuriel? The mob.
No, thank you, Esdras. The girl will protect me.
Is that a joke?
Let's go, little spy.
Thus says the Lord, keep justice and do righteousness. For soon my salvation will come, and my deliverance will be revealed. Thus says the Lord God, who gathers the outcasts of Israel. I will gather yet others to him, besides those already gathered.
What's happening?
They want to be healed, the poor fools.
Hey, there's Josiah.
Oh. Hurry.
Won't somebody let me through?
Josiah!
Father! Please, Father, now is my chance. Take me to him.
No, son, we mustn't. You don't understand.
But he's healing them. Listen to the children.
No. Not in the temple. They mustn't speak this way in the temple. Jesus! Rabbi, I beg you, can't you hear what these children are saying? They're mere children!
Yes, I hear them. And have you never read? By the mouths of children and infants, you have brought perfect praise.
Rabbi,
The light will be with you only a little while longer. Walk while you have the light, or the dark will overtake you. He who walks in the dark does not know where he is going. While you still have the light, believe in the light, and you will become sons of light.
Master, I want to be a son of light.
Josiah.
And so you shall be, my child. Come here.
Can you do it? Can you really do it?
No.
He who believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And he who sees me sees him who sent me. I have come as light into the world, that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. Open your eyes, child. See me.
I can see. I can see!
Father, I can see!
Josiah?
I can see you, Father, I can! Kelly?
It's me!
I can see you! I can see!
Josiah? My son! How is this possible? Hosanna to God in the highest! Master, thank you!
Unless you change and become like a child, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven.
I understand. Forgive me.
It's a miracle, Father.
I am so sorry. I doubted your faith, son.
I can't believe it. Oh, no.
What? What's wrong?
I didn't give Jesus the message from your bosses.
Message? This miracle is a message. What else can he tell them? What more can they possibly expect from a man who can do miracles?
But I think I remember how the story ends. I have to catch up to him and warn him. Pardon me. Excuse me. Pardon me. Sorry. I have to talk to Jesus.
Where are you going, you rude child?
I have to talk to Jesus.
What do you think everyone in this crowd is trying to do? Why do you want him?
I have a message.
What kind of message?
It's a message from those guys back at the temple. I think he said he was a high priest or something like that.
The high priest? If you're lying to me...
I'm not. They got confused and thought I was a spy for Jesus and told me to give him a message. But I have to warn him.
Warn him about what?
I don't know if I should trust you.
Oh, you can trust me. He does. I'm Judas. I'm in charge of our money. Now, what is the message from the high priest?
He said they've lost patience and want Jesus to explain himself.
They want to meet with Jesus?
That's what they say, but I wouldn't trust them. They want to kill him.
Kill him? They wouldn't dare. Take me to them.
But shouldn't you tell him first?
No, I'll meet with them and then discuss the matter with him later.
But shouldn't he know he's in danger?
Oh, he knows already. Now, take me back to the temple.
Well, why do you need me?
Are you not the messenger?
Yes, but I really don't want to.
Take me back anyways.
Ouch! All right.
Move, child.
I think they're down here.
Excellent. Come along.
But you don't need me anymore.
On the contrary.
What's going on here?
Ah, a temple guard. Do you recognize this child?
I do. I'm surprised you've come back. Spy.
I didn't want to.
She was tasked to deliver a message to Jesus of Nazareth from the high priest.
What's it to you?
I am Judas, a companion of Jesus. I'm here to make arrangements for Jesus to meet with the high priest. I believe it's what he requested.
He did. But where is Zuriel?
I don't know any Zuriel. I only know what this child has told me.
All right. Follow me this way. The high priest will speak with you now. Go in.
Thank you. Oh, and if this meeting goes the way I expect, you may want to lock this urchin away.
What? Oh, no, you don't!
Not so fast. Why should I lock her up?
Because I don't believe she'll keep her mouth shut about our arrangements. I'm sure Caiaphas will commend you for your foresight if you'd lock her in a closet or a dungeon or somewhere damp and rat-infested.
Goodbye, urchin.
I don't like you very much.
Funny? Not a lot of people do. I'm sorry, child, but he's right. I don't know what they're up to, but I can't take any chances.
Put me down!
There's a storage room here. Don't fret, urchin. I won't keep you any longer than is necessary.
Hey, don't! Let me out! It's not fair. Let me out! I said, let me out! Where am I now?
Kaylee?
Josiah?
Where have you been? And how did you get in our storeroom?
I keep telling you, it's the imagination station. It has this thing about doors. Where's Jesus?
He's probably celebrating the Feast of Unleavened Bread with his disciples. Why? What's wrong?
They're going to kill him.
Who is?
The high priest. I don't remember his name.
Caiaphas?
That's the one.
Are you sure? Jesus has been teaching in the temple all week and nothing has happened. I kept looking for you. You disappeared.
No kidding. Judas had me thrown into a storage room.
Judas?
One of the disciples. The one who handles the money. He talked to the high priest. They're up to something.
Jesus and all of the disciples are together at John Mark's house.
Can you take me there?
I'm happy to say that I can't. Though, if we go through this door, will you disappear again?
I hope not.
Come on.
Yes?
John Mark?
That's right. Who are you?
I'm Josiah, son of Zuriel. And this is Kaele.
You're the son of Zuriel, one of the priests? Are they here now? Did you bring the temple guards?
No, I wouldn't do that. I was healed by Jesus at the temple the other day.
Oh. Well, forgive my suspicion. We're very watchful now because of the high priest and what he may do.
That's why we're here. I have to tell Jesus about what happened. They're planning to kill him.
That much we already know.
Oh. And do you know that Judas is helping them?
Judas? No. No, it's not possible.
Is he here?
No, I think the master sent him on an errand.
Jesus sent him on an errand? To where?
No.
John Mark, the master wants the bread and the wine.
Right, coming. Come in, please. Oh, I have to get the bread, the wine. Afia, Demas! Oh, where did the servants go? All right. I'll have to do it myself. Will the two of you help me?
Yes.
Sure.
Good. You carry the bread.
Okay.
And you take the wine.
All right.
And follow me. Now, they're in the room at the top of the stairs, and you mustn't do anything to distract or interrupt the meal.
You know me. You know me. From this moment, you know him.
Go in, and quietly.
I will not leave you as orphans. I will come back to you. In a short time, the world will no longer see me. But you will see me because I live, and you will live. On that day, you will understand that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Anybody who receives my commandments and keeps them will be one who loves me. And anybody who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I shall love him and show myself to him.
Master, the bread and the wine, as you asked.
Ah, bring it here.
Go on, Josiah.
Here is the wine, Master.
Thank you.
And now the bread.
Oh, and here is the bread.
Thank you, Kelly.
Josiah. L.A. We're finished.
The bread.
But I want to stay.
We must go now.
Blessed are you, our God, who brings forth bread from the earth.
Thank you both for your help.
Did you hear him? He said my name. How did he know my name?
He's the Messiah.
K.L.A., you said if you saw a miracle for yourself, you would believe. You saw what he did for me.
Well...
John Mark, the master wants us to travel to Gethsemane.
Gethsemane?
Please bring our cloaks and sandals.
I will. Give me one moment. All right, I must go to another part of the house. Thank you for your help, children, but you must go. Mother! Mother! Our guests are leaving.
Oh, this is no good.
What's wrong?
I was so nervous I didn't talk to him about Judas and the High Priest.
He knows what the High Priest is up to. John Mark said it already. They've been warned.
They're not acting like they're warned. Why aren't they hiding? Now it sounds like they're going out for a stroll. All right, that's it. I'm going back in.
You can't.
I will.
No, Kate!